Leviticus 25, verse number 10 says, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Hello, this is Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, and you're listening to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. This is a ministry of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, and we do appreciate you listening in today. We have heard several listeners in the past couple of weeks, been different places where we see some people we do not normally see, and it's always encouraging when someone lets us know that they listen to the radio broadcast, so we do appreciate that. Years ago, I might tell my age here, but when we first started on the radio, you know, it was just sort of common practice that the pastors would ask you to write a letter. That tells how long ago it's been. And I used to do that in the early 90s, but we ceased to do that many years ago. We realized people just do not write letters anymore, but you get a text message every once in a while, you get an email, and then we still see people face-to-face and talk to them. That's a blessing, and so we appreciate that when someone lets us know that they're listening in to the radio broadcast. We have been involved in a series entitled Your Liberty, Your Health, and the Bible, and today we're going to finish that up. We're going to start something new next week, so we desire your prayers concerning that. And there's a lot going on we really need to be much aware of and in prayer for our nation. And even today, the Supreme Court is taking up the subject of marriage. We need to be much in prayer concerning that. And then there is rioting and fighting and problems going on many different places, but up around Baltimore. And so just a lot of things going on and in our nation. One of the reasons we started this series on health is because we wanted to take just some time. And I know there's never a good time to take a time out, but we thought maybe late winter, early spring would be a good time to do that. So we've been doing that. I really enjoyed it. We're going to finish it up today. But before we get too far, I want to say hello to Noah. He's here, and we appreciate him and all he does to help on the radio broadcast. Noah, how's your day going?
It's going well.
Good.
And I'm glad to be here. And we do want to say welcome to all those listeners out there, those who are listening in right here on AM 1450 WATA out of Boone, North Carolina. Those who listen in on AM 690 WZAP out of Bristol, Virginia, and those who listen in on KPGT 89.1 FM, The Truth, out of Watertown, South Dakota.
We do appreciate that, and it's a privilege, and it's a door that the Lord has opened for us to be able to be on the radio, the different radio stations. So we're thankful for that. We're thankful for the church and their support and vision for the radio ministry, Your Liberty, Your Health, and the Bible. And I do not know how many weeks we've been doing this. I don't know if you have any idea or not. I'd have to look back. But several now, at least a couple of months, I'm going to say. But we've said all along that if you lose your health, you in part lose your liberty. You can become a captive to a sickness. You can become a captive to a condition. Now, sometimes you cannot help it. If somebody has a car wreck and they are injured, well, you just got to take time to recuperate and get better. But sometimes, many times, we become captive to our health and we could have done something about it. So what we're talking about this whole time is just basically being a good steward over the health that you have, no matter what that is. And so we need to take care of the bodies that God has given unto us. The Bible talks about that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, I'm just going to read a verse over here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. And basically, I'm just going to pick up where I left off last week. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we read that verse again this week to point out that the Bible teaches that man is a three-part being, meaning that we have a spirit. Your spirit is your part that that God communicates with you through. Your spirit is the eternal part of man. It is where the Holy Ghost dwells if you are a child of God. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 16. The Bible says over there, the Spirit, capital S, talking about the Holy Spirit. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, little s. God speaks to us through our spirit. The Bible talks about in the book of Psalms that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And so that is how God communicates to us through our spirit. Then there is your soul. Your soul is what makes you individually you. It is your mind, your will, your emotions that you have is your soul. That's what makes you, you. And each and every one of us are individuals. And then there's your body. That's the physical temple that houses your spirit and your soul. So that's why we talk about the body being the temple, the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so man is a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. So far, we have seen now all of the seven foundations for healthy living that we find in Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter number 3. In the creation there, we see that God made a provision for air. We talked about the firmament, water. You need clean water to drink. We talked about how that food is so important, good food, that we put in actual real food into our bodies and not just junk food or something manufactured in a lab somewhere. There's a lot of things people eat that are not actually food. And so that has an impact on our health. Then we talked about how important sunshine is and how vitamin D has an impact on your eyesight, your mental health, your outlook, your immune system. And you get that from the sunshine. Then we talked about exercise. Then we talked about rest, that God made a day of rest for man. He called it the Sabbath day, the day of rest. He set it apart. He sanctified it and made it holy. And God himself rested on the seventh day as an example for man. And then last of all, we begin to talk about faith, how important faith is. If man is a three-part being, he is spirit, soul, and body, then two-thirds of what a man is has nothing to do with his physical body. It has to do with the spiritual side. The spirit and the soul have to do with the spiritual side. That's two-thirds. Two-thirds of what you are has nothing to do with your body as far as your makeup. So we begin to talk about that last week. We said also, and this is sort of a long introduction, but I want to get up to where I was. We said last week that we, first of all, as far as our physical and our spiritual beings are concerned, first of all, concerning faith, we need a proper relationship with God. We have that through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of people talk about God this and God that. Well, the Bible said that the devils believe there's a God, but that doesn't mean they're saved devils. James chapter 2, verse 19, the Bible says, "Thou believest that there's one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." So just believing in God, well, that's good. That's a first step. But God sent His Son. God sent His Son into the world, and through Him we have life. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." It is through Jesus Christ that we have the way to the Father. And the way to the Father is by believing upon His Son. God loved His Son, and He gave Him. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." The way to the Father is through the Son. John chapter 5, verse 24, the Bible said over there, "He that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. All this is made possible by and through the sacrifice of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's very important that we have a proper relationship with God the Father through his Son. His Son is the Lord Jesus Christ. His name was Emmanuel, which means God with us. So we talked about that last week and how very, very important that is. That's the first step of faith, we might say. Then we said we need a proper relationship with the Word of God. Now, I believe what the Bible says, and the Bible has a great deal to say about our health, and we find many principles for health in the Bible. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." Boy, people are interested in that. How do I live a long life? How do I get along good? The answer is found in the Bible. Length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 8, talking about the word of the Lord. "It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." You're going to find that the word of God, there's the recipe for a healthy life in there. And many things we could talk about. Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 16. "Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor." And so many things, the Bible, chapter 4, verse 22, we'll read one more verse. "For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Now that is talking about physical, your physical body, health to their flesh. And we said a great deal about that last week. We said that if I was sick, I would do these things. I would ask myself, am I violating scriptural principles for health? The Bible says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." So am I doing something that I'm making myself sick? And a lot of people are just doing things that are making themselves sick, either something they're doing or something that they're not doing. And we talked about fasting. We talked about the Bible talks about in James chapter number 5, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And so we're talking about prayer, talking about spiritual things. Then we talked about that, how we ought to examine our life for known sin. And I would refer you there to Psalms chapter number 38. If we have sin in our lives, it'll make us sick. But what I want to say today, thirdly, we need this as far as faith is concerned. We need a positive mental outlook. Many studies have been done showing that people who prayed lived a longer, healthier life. People have faith, a positive mental outlook. I've read many, many stories down through the years. For example, Corrie ten Boom, if you've ever read the book, The Hiding Place, and how that they took her family for helping the Jews during World War II, and they would hide them in their house. Well, they finally got caught, and they put Corrie ten Boom, her sister, her father, they all ended up in prison. And they ended up in solitary confinement. Miss Corrie ten Boom, they put her all by herself. And they couldn't see each other. They couldn't talk with each other, the other people that were in prison. And how that just, the impact that had upon her health and her mind. But she had a little portion of the Bible with her. She actually, when she started out, she had a whole Bible. And so reading her Bible and finding something positive to think about. And she wrote in the book how that she became friends with a little aunt that came into her cell every day, and how she just looked forward to seeing that aunt, and she would watch it come in, and maybe she'd give it a crumb of her food, and how that the sun would just hit at a little angle in her cell, and she would stand up on her bed and let the sun hit her face. And she just found something positive in a very negative situation, and how it sustained her through that terrible dark time of being in prison for her faith. Then we have talked before about Louis Zamperini and the recent movie that came out, Unbroken, and a lot of people went and seen that movie. I read the book. It's a great book. But when they were stranded on a life raft and didn't know if they were going to live or they were going to die, they Louis Zamperini and his friend, there was actually three of them, but Louis Zamperini and the other man that survived, they never let negative thoughts take them over. They always tried to think about something positive. They never talked about dying. The man who did die on the raft, it turns out he was actually the only one that was not injured, but he was consumed with dying and talked about and thought about how they're going to die, and the other two talked and thought about how they were going to live. And then I've known many cancer survivors over the years. I've known many people that were sick and in the hospital and in a very bad situation. The ones that come out and do the best are always those that have a positive outlook, that think the best and not the worst, that have the attitude, okay, I'm going to get better, I'm going to overcome this. Now, not everybody does, but a lot of those that do go into it with a positive outlook that they're going to get better, that they are going to overcome. Let me read some verses of Scripture. I want to read Psalms chapter 42 and verse number 5. And as I read the Bible and I read and study about the life of King David, I believe that King David had some times in his life, not only that he suffered physically and that he had health problems because of his sin, Psalms chapter number 38, but I believe that David had times of depression in his life. And Psalms chapter 42 and chapter 43, you ought to take time to read that. I do not have time to go down through every verse today. But there were times in his life when he was cast down and he didn't know why. And I want to read a couple of verses over here. Psalms chapter 42, verse number 4. David said, "When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise." So David, we would say, well, he's talking about going to church. He went to the house of God with the other people. He heard the voice of joy and praise with a multitude that kept holy day. And then verse 5, he said this, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" And he was in a state of depression. He was in a state of defeat. He said, "And why art thou disquieted in me?" His inner life was in turmoil at that time. He said this, though. He said, "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." And then in verse number 11, he said this again, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." The first time he said that, he said, "I will praise him. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." But then he said, "I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance." He knew it was from the Lord that his health would be restored, that his positive outlook on life would be restored, that his hope would be restored. Now, being down all the time, being depressed, it'll make you sick. He said over in Psalms chapter 43 and verse number 5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" I just read an article, and it was talking about somebody who suffered from depression. And they were talking about how that is not just being sad. Sad is a natural human emotion. If something bad, something tragic happens in your life, somebody passes away, it is natural to be sad over that. But depression, when depression comes, depression can come when everything is going good. Everything is fine. And there's this cast down mentality that comes over a person. I really believe that David suffered times like that. He said, he asked the question, "Why am I cast down? Why am I depressed? Why is my hope gone?" He said, "And why art thou disquieted within me?" And here's what he said, "Hope in God." Our hope is in the Lord. See, he realized the spiritual side of his life, that his hope was in God. He said, "For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." David realized that what would sustain him during this time was his relationship with the Lord, and that things would get better. He said, "For I shall yet praise him." It looks bad now, but I'm going to praise the Lord. He is the health of my countenance. My hope is in him. So David had faith in his life. He had a real relationship with the Lord. Have you ever heard somebody say, "You are what you think"? There's a biblical verse for that, or a Bible verse for that. Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." You are what you think. You become what you think. If you go around saying, "I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick," you know what? You're going to end up sick. You're going to end up very sick. I have known people that have done that very thing. That was their attitude. They thought they were sick every time, you know, you turn the light on. They had a problem. They had a sickness. They had a ailment. "I'm sick. I'm sick. I got to run to the doctor for this and run to the doctor for that." And a lot of times there's nothing wrong with them. Most of the time there's nothing wrong with them. But if you have that attitude, you'll get sick. It will come upon you. We become what we think we are. And I'm not preaching some kind of new age, something extra biblical or out of the Bible. This is what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." The Bible teaches, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Your mind affects what you are. It affects you physically speaking, what you are thinking, your relationship with the Lord. When I feel like I'm coming down with a cold or something, I never say that I'm sick. I say I'm fighting something, or I say I'm not getting sick. I might feel like it, but I never want to give in to that. I never want to say those words, "I'm sick." I want to say, "I'm trying to get better. I'm fighting a cold," and it makes a difference. It makes all the difference in the world. I might say, "I'm not 100%, but I'm getting there." Let me give you some more verses in the Bible along these lines about the aspect of faith on our health, or an outlook, a positive mental outlook. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken." So there we have a contrast between a merry heart and a cheerful countenance. Your countenance is your makeup, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. You get weighed down and burdened down with sorrow, and it'll break you. It'll make you sick. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15, "All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast." He that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. His outlook is different. He finds something good in a bad situation. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22 is a great verse. It says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." A broken spirit will make you sick. A merry heart does good just like medicine. There have been scientific studies that have been done that have proven that a merry heart, but laughing, a good attitude, it actually affects your physical health. Now, when I was a young pastor and I would go visit somebody in the hospital, or I'd visit someone in their home and maybe someone has just passed away, or maybe somebody is very, very sick, I didn't know what to say. What do you say to somebody in a situation like that? And I always thought, we need to be real solemn and real quiet. And I still am very respectful and try to be aware of the situation. But if somebody is sick, it's not going to hurt them to laugh. If somebody has a broken spirit, they need to laugh. And a lot of times at a funeral even, we'll say something. I would never say anything that would be considered of a merry heart. But when you're thinking about a time like that and people's hearts are broken, it's good to remember something good about a person and tell something that that everybody would laugh about even. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. I want to read a little paragraph. This is actually a health. I can't remember the name of it, but it's called Recipes for Life. And there's a ministry. It's actually located down around Salisbury, I believe. It's called Hallelujah Acres. And it's still in existence today. And I got a cookbook from them called Recipes for Life. But there's a little paragraph in there that says, if you realized how powerful your thoughts are, you would never think a defeatist or negative thought. Since we create through thought, we need to concentrate very strongly on positive thoughts. If you think you can't do something, you can't. But if you think you can, you may be surprised to discover that you can. It is important that our thoughts be constantly for the best that could happen in a situation, for the good things we would like to see happen. Good advice that would be good for us to listen to. And as we've said, there's been studies that have done over and over showing the bad impact of being negative all the time, negative emotions, worry, fear, envy, hatred, jealousy, the attitude, I want to quit, I want to quit. All of these, they pull what strength that you have out of you. God's Word teaches a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. The Bible teaches our hope is in God. The Bible teaches us how we ought to think. It is not good for us. It is not God's will to go around with a bad, bad outlook all the time. Let me read Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6, talks about prayer. Verse number 7 talks about the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Verse number 8 said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. Well, I've enjoyed this little study on your health. 3 John verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And so we appreciate you listening in today. Noah's going to come and give the contact information. Have a great day, and God bless is our prayer.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wayne Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. It's located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us through our church phone number at 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLEBANONBC.org.